Righto, from Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
And despite it all, the economy keeps growing. I mean, you can't argue with the numbers, can you?
Yeah, we've had the big long weekend, haven't we? So last week feels like a long time ago. But yeah, as last week closed out, we did get the latest read on the US labour market. And look, Mike, while we are completely consumed by this Middle East conflict at the moment, we do have to think about what happens after the conflict comes to an end and the state of the US economy then comes back into play. So we ask the question, how resilient is the US economy and what impact will all this have on the US equity market? Well, we saw a very sharp bounce back in non-farm payrolls on Friday. The February number was a shock to the downside, remember. It was a hell of a lot weaker than expected. Well, not so anymore. At the headline, the US economy added 178,000 jobs versus a consensus expectation of around 60, so almost three times what they thought it was going to be. The situation gets more interesting, though, Mike, as the previous month was revised even lower than it already came out. It went from 92,000 loss to a loss of 133,000. So what's going on? Well, I would say, Mike, that over the last year, this data series has become quite a lot more volatile. Now, the good news, the unemployment rate fell in the US to 4.3% from 4.4%. Labour force participation declined to 61.9. And importantly, from the perspective of the Federal Reserve, average hourly earnings rose at 0.2% month on month or 3.5% year on year. So that's wage growth. So it's slowed materially. It's the lowest since May 2021. So you got this big lift in the headline number, Mike. There was a lot of growth of jobs in healthcare, construction, leisure, hospitality, so 76,000, 21,000, 44,000 respectively. A lot of noise in that healthcare because there was a big healthcare provider that had a lot of people on strike in February, so they weren't counted in the numbers. They came back to work in March, so they were then counted in the numbers. So you strip out the noise, you've got a three-month job creation, about 68,000 a month. It is slowing. So step back from all the noise. The data so far suggests to me that the US labour market is cooling, but it's in a gradual manner, and the Fed, I think, will be heartened by slowing wage growth. It probably supports the Fed staying on hold at the moment from the point of view of the Fed funds rate, because you've got the uncertainty around the Middle East conflict persisting. But yeah, volatile stuff out there, Mike.
And indeed, and it's Monday there, and of course it was Monday yesterday in Asia, and they were all open, weren't they?
It's sort of various places were open or not open, so it gets quite tricky over the week. And the market developments that we've seen, so to bring people up to speed since Thursday, the main thing people are looking at, Brent crude oil, it's at the contract we're looking at is trading at $110. Now, that's the highest that contract has been. The previous contract that we were looking at, because we're looking at futures prices, that did get quite a bit higher. But this contract is not buying the sort of any de-escalation at talk at all. It's still trading around $110. Mike, I'd just make one point. There's a price which is called Dated Brent. This is the actual price paid for physical barrels of oil. So the price, if you wanted a barrel of oil today, what are you going to pay for it? That's currently trading at $141 a barrel. So that's really important for actually the price setting right now. So there's no relief there at the moment. US share markets, Mike, they didn't trade on Friday, but they have traded overnight. Small rally, holding steady at the moment. Yeah, lots of different holiday dates, particularly through Asia, but no major dislocation across Asian markets over the past few days. Interest rate markets, plenty of action interest rates over the last month. That market did trade on Friday, pushed a little bit higher in response to the stronger non-farm payrolls. US markets now pricing no change in the Fed funds rate this year. Now, what happens with longer US rates does affect our rates, Mike. The good news is that US long rates have come back from their recent highs. We've seen that in our local rates as well. And just a couple of interesting points from over the weekend that I thought I'd put out there, Mike. One, the first one is, there's a realization starting to come now that if you release these strategic oil reserves around the world, they have to be replenished. Great. So that extends the demand after the end of the conflict. Also over the weekend, OPEC Plus, they were talking. They have warned that damage to the energy assets will have a prolonged impact on oil supply. So you've got increased demand afterwards, and you're going to have constrained supply. So when it's over, Mike, it won't be completely over.
Numbers, please.
Rightio. The Dow Jones is up 102 points as we look at it, about 0.2%, 46,606. The S&P 500, let's call it square, 6586. I think it's up 5 points. The NASDAQ's up 92 points, 0.43%, 21,972. So these are the last marks on all of these markets. The FTSE 100 up 0.69%, 10,436. The Nikkei up 0.55%, 53,414. The Shanghai Composite fell 1%, 3,880. The Aussies, they wouldn't have traded since last Thursday. They fell 1% on Thursday, down 92 points, 8579. And the NZX 50 gained 76 points, 12,902. Hopefully that all starts to normalise this week. Kiwi dollar did fall below 57 cents, but it's now at 0.5712 against the US, 0.8260 against the Aussie, 0.4949 euro, 0.431 against the pound, 91.25 Japanese yen. Gold, $4,655. And as I said, Brent crude, actually it's now slightly lower, $110.65.
Talk tomorrow, Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.